in Glendon, Minnesota at the Buffalo River Race Park. That's what Tucker is going to be competing in this weekend. And without further ado, let's go to Tucker Hibbert, the Pelican Rapids Snowcross racer, who's going to be in Glendon tonight and tomorrow. Hello, Tucker. Welcome to KFGO. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. Thanks for having me on.
You betcha. First time we've had you on our program, and we're happy to do it. So tell us this. I don't believe that you've raced at Buffalo River before, have you, Tucker? So being from Pelican Rapids, you're only about 30 miles from home. This has got to be a pretty cool deal for you.
Yeah, it's awesome being close to home. It's pretty rare that we get to race this close, and I get to sleep in my own bed, so it's kind of a nice deal.
Tucker is a big-time snowcross world champion. He's won all kinds of X Games medals. I think he's won 12 medals overall in the X Games, 8 gold medals in the X Games. And if you've seen snowcross and if you've seen the highlights, maybe you've even been to some of the races, you know that this is not guys going around in a circle turning left for a long time. This is guys doing jumps and doing all kinds of stuff. Going very, very fast. And so Tucker, when I was doing some research for this interview and I was talking to some people about you, they said the question you have to ask Tucker is, are you crazy, Tucker, for doing what you do on a snowmobile, going those speeds and doing the jumps and all that stuff?
Well, I guess I don't think I'm crazy, but it might look a little crazy from the grandstands. You know, it's definitely an exciting sport, and it's a lot of intense racing action. A lot of guys out there, you know, 15 guys on the track at the same time, and it can get pretty intense. It's a lot of fun, though.
How fast are you going?
You know, we don't get up to real high speed, maybe 50, 55 miles an hour would be our top speed, which would be pretty fast for us. We're mostly, you know, hitting the jumps and a lot of corners and obstacles, so the speed isn't real high. A lot of action with the jumps and turns.
But if you're going 50, 55, and you're hitting jumps and making turns, that's pretty fast, isn't it? I mean, that would seem awfully fast to me.
It's a little higher speed. This track is going to be a little bit faster too. It's a different design, but it's a lot of fun. We've been out practicing already once today and getting ready for the race tonight, so it should be a lot of fun. Hopefully there'll be a lot of people out here cheering us on.
So when you get out and do practice and you check out a track, what things are you looking for? Are you just trying to get a feel for things to figure out what you need to do when it comes to be race time?
Yeah, exactly. You know, we're out there trying different stuff on the sleds. You know, each track's a little bit different, so we need to tune our snowmobiles and get suspension set up just right. For us, it's a time out there and, you know, get warmed up and get used to the track layout and then also get the snowmobile working better. So we'll have another practice session come up here in about an hour, and then after that we'll go into the racing tonight.
Snowcross racer Tucker Hibbert from Pelican Rapids, Minnesota, our guest on the Mike McFeely Show. He'll be at Buffalo River Race Park tonight and tomorrow for the ISOC event there. How'd you get started in this, Tucker? I don't think, to the best of my knowledge, have not talked before. How did you get started in snowcross? Because this was you were an X Games medalist at age 15, so you must have come out of the womb and jumped on an Arctic Cat and started racing, right?
Yeah, I started riding when I was really young, about 2 years old, and my dad was into snowmobiling and motorcycles, and he raced, you know, for a long time. So I grew up, you know, going to the races with him and watching him race and ride and trying to help out as much as I could as a kid. But just really got involved through my dad and wanted to race and ride as much as I possibly could. And I started racing when I was 8 years old, so I've been doing it for a while.
8 years old, and how old are you now?
29.
Geez, so you've been raced for 21 years, you're only 29 years old. It's got to be something that once you get a taste of it, like anything else, and once you have some success, awful tough to get it out of your blood, right?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun for sure, and you know, I just try to figure out ways to be better and faster each race and each year, and I've had a lot of success over the years. I'm thankful for that, but it's great just out here racing close to home, and you know, I'm excited about it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
How much of it is adrenaline? Because you must be an adrenaline junkie. And do you ever get sick of that feeling? Do you ever wake up in the morning and go, "God, I don't feel like doing this today." I don't think that's the case, but do you ever have those days?
Oh yeah, you have your good days and bad days for sure. It's just like any job, you know. It's a lot of work and a lot of traveling and a lot more, I think, than people think going into racing behind the scenes and during the week. So it's, you know, you have your good days and bad days, but for the most part, it's a lot of fun, and I'm pretty motivated every day to try to find ways to be faster, and I get to ride my snowmobile all the time, so that's a good thing.
How much traveling do you do? Because I know just from being involved with people who are in like the fishing circuit and things like that, Tucker, that people think it's a glamorous life where all you do for a living is you ride a snowmobile. But I know that to not be the case. I know there's travel. I know there's promotional appearances. I know there's interviews with radio talk show hosts that you've never met before. So there's a lot of stuff going on that people don't see, right? It's a bigger job than folks think it is.
Yeah, it's a ton of work for sure, and a lot of stuff that goes on behind the scenes, like you were saying, and a lot of travel, and it gets to be a lot, and we're busy every single weekend. If we're not at a race, we're doing some kind of promotion or working at the shop or preparing for the next race. There's never really any time off when you're racing, because the competition's always trying to get better and faster, so it's up to me to keep pushing myself to be better, too. So it's kind of a never-ending job.
Is it a 12-month out of the year thing, Tucker, if you include both the racing and the promotional stuff, or is it pretty much a winter-only thing?
For the most part, it's winter with racing, but in the summertime, we're busy preparing for the next season and working with our sponsors and promoting our team. And I also race motocross pretty seriously in the summertime, and mountain bikes as well. So I'm competing almost every weekend out of the year, and then working in between to get ready for the next race.
Now, I'm going to let you throw a little love to one of your sponsors here, but it says in my notes here that your first sled was an Arcticat Kitty Cat when you were of 2 years old, I think you told us earlier, and you've been in Arcticats ever since then. You've never left them in the 21 years you've been racing, Tucker?
Yeah, Arcticat's been a great company to work with, and I've ridden snowmobiles since day one, and you know, it's a lot of fun to be able to work so closely with them. I grew up in Thief River Falls, where the Arcticat factory is, and it's cool to be able to go into the manufacturing and all the
You know what, Tucker, your phone is cutting out here, so I'm going to let you go. I apologize for that, because we're getting a bad connection here from, I assume you're in Glendon or Pelican Rapids, so thank you for coming on. Good luck to you, and I hope we can talk again down the road. That's Tucker Hibbert. He's going to be at the ISOC Fargo Snowcross National Friday and Saturday night.